We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is out with his budget proposal. He says his budget looks to keep building on some ambitious ideas, despite a $5 billion shortfall from the pandemic. Our Steve Burns is covering the budget plan, and he joins us now. So, Steve, what are some of the headlines you're seeing out of this plan?
Linda, I think one of the big headlines was what the address actually looked like, another one of those kind of sign of the times moments. Usually these speeches happen with the Senate and Assembly crammed into the Assembly chamber in Trenton. This one was actually on the field at the Rutgers University football stadium. Everyone got the social distance. The speech was actually interrupted at one point because of a tent mishap. But, you know, that just shows you where we are. I think the big headline out of this budget is that it doesn't look a whole lot different than what the governor proposed back in February before the pandemic. It is slightly less money overall, but not nearly what you might expect with how much the economy has been suffering. There are tax increases. He wants a millionaire's tax again, wants to raise fees on cigarette purchases, gun permits, limo rides, boat purchases. One somewhat notable idea is this baby bonds proposal. Basically, outside of the richest 25% of families in New Jersey, every child born next year would get $1,000 deposited in the bank that they can then use down the line to help with college, maybe a down payment on a house. So some pretty ambitious ideas in a kind of precarious time here.
But Steve, this proposal really seems to hinge on a pretty risky move, which is looking to borrow $4 billion. How is that going to play out?
Yeah, it already is somewhat controversial. Republicans actually went to court to try to stop it, but a panel of judges found that New Jersey can borrow money up to a point. We don't know the interest rates yet, but it is pretty likely this plan could lead to a credit downgrade, which then makes it more expensive for New Jersey to borrow. It's worth noting that New Jersey's debt per capita is already fourth highest in the nation. And just to give you an idea of how long this might linger, if you remember back to 1997, Governor Christy Whitman borrowed almost $3 billion. New Jersey is still paying that down, about $500 million through the end of the decade.
And you mentioned it looks like Governor Murphy is trying once again to raise taxes on millionaires. Tell us a little more about that.
Right. It almost seems like it wouldn't be a Phil Murphy budget address without the millionaires tax idea. We've talked about it a lot, but the storyline is the same. Governor Murphy's been trying for 3 years in a row now to raise taxes on millionaires. He has run into a roadblock in the Senate president, Steve Sweeney. They are both Democrats, but you could probably describe Sweeney as more of a fiscal moderate. Just before the pandemic hit, Steve Sweeney did open the door a bit to the idea. He said he might agree to it if another $1 billion was put into New Jersey's pension fund. Murphy does do that here in this budget, but again, it's dependent on that risky borrowing plan. So we'll have to see if these two can find common ground ahead of the deadline on October 1st.
That's our Steve Burns covering the latest from Governor Murphy and his budget plan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.